Get ready for some faster internet service. Hi, this is Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. The Kit Carson Electric Cooperative has gotten the green light for the overhead portion of the installation of fiber optic infrastructure that's going up all over Taos County and parts of Rio Arriba and Colfax County. Approval has now been given for the entire project, and Luis Reyes says he's pleased the work can now begin. The project, he says, will result in many high-paying jobs and also a communication infrastructure that will let the business community compete on a level playing field in the world economy. It's hot out there. New Mexico is in a formally declared state of drought. Without rain in the next few weeks, some say parts of the Chama River could go dry. The Rio Grande has already dried up south of Socorro. Unlike winter weather, patterns for the summer monsoons are hard to read. The summer rains depend on moist air creeping from the Gulf of Mexico and California from the National Weather Service in Albuquerque. Deirdre Kahn says we need a whole lot more than just a normal monsoon season this year.
But the precipitation deficits are pretty extreme across my state, and it will take more than just an average monsoon to get us out of these drought conditions.
Because of the extreme heat and water demand and fires, New Mexicans are particularly anxious for rain, but don't give up hope.
Actually, we wouldn't generally expect a month quite this early. This is the time of the year where we're anxiously waiting for them.
Meanwhile, we wait and hope the rains will come and come soon. And black bears are showing up lately in the Red River area. There have been several reports since April. If you want to keep away from them, officials suggest you keep any possible food not outside and lock up trash bins. Governor Martinez, meantime, has declared a state of emergency throughout the state because of the possibility of flooding caused by wildfires. The Little Bear Fire in Lincoln County has burned more than 38,000 acres and 254 structures. The Whitewater Baldy Fire is still burning. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date.